a knowledge-sharing platform aimed at preventing the spread of terrorist propaganda online, was unveiled at the United Nations a few days ago. The information provided by key stakeholders, including social media companies, will be particularly relevant to the growing tech sector, especially startups. That's according to Daniel Stauffacher, the president of the Policy Building Foundation, ICT for Peace, which has been asked by the Security Council to take part in the initiative to curb terrorist activity online. Mr. Stauffacher spoke to me at a forum that brought together major social media companies, Microsoft, Facebook, Twitter, Google and others, to try to tackle and to prevent the use of information and communications technology by terror groups such as Al-Qaeda and Daesh or ISIL.
One of the conclusions was that we have to involve not only the big social media companies who have the means to respond internally, to take down those messages, but it's the hundreds and maybe thousands of startup companies, small and medium-sized social media companies are also being abused by the terrorists. And so we have to engage with a much broader community of companies and, of course, also governments, law enforcement, civil society groups, and the best way to support that engagement with this vast community is to have a knowledge sharing platform, which we are all happy that was launched today in New York at the United Nations.
Social media companies are already putting measures into place on both a technological and user level. The policy manager at Facebook, Erin Marie Saltman, talked about some of the ways the giant social network was already addressing the abuse of its platform by terrorists.
What I'd like to do is talk through how we think about policy around violent extremism and terrorism and how we're trying to evolve this. Not just internally with the evolution of artificial intelligence and machine learning, but also through human expertise and partnerships. So we say unequivocally that there is no place for terrorism on Facebook, that when we remove terrorists and posts that support terrorism whenever we become aware of it. And that also includes saying that if someone flags content to us, if somebody is posting that is celebrating, supporting, or glorifying a terrorist act or organization, that should also be removed from our platform.
One of the main challenges faced by the private sector is to adapt their businesses to different national legislative frameworks, since many companies operate across borders. Michelle Konings, Assistant Secretary General and Executive Director of the United Nations Counterterrorism Committee Executive Directorate, CTED, said the common goal was to guarantee security from terrorist threats.
The private sector, especially those operate globally, has faced challenges in adopting its business models in various jurisdictions. While the cooperation between public and private sector is invaluable to address terrorist threats in cyberspace, we understand that the relations between them have been challenging all times. Nevertheless, we should never forget that all of us have a common objective. We thrive to effectively guarantee security from terrorist threats with safeguarding human rights obligations.
This is Agnese Pastorino for UN News in New York.